Does science agree with the Bible? The Bible's answer. Yes, for although the Bible is not a science textbook, it is accurate when it mentions matters of science. Consider some examples showing that science and the Bible agree, and that the Bible contains scientific facts that differed greatly from the beliefs of many people living at the time it was written. The universe had a beginning. In contrast, many ancient myths describe the universe not as being created, but as being organized from existing chaos. The Babylonians believed that the gods that gave birth to the universe came from two oceans. Other legends say that the universe came from a giant egg. The universe is governed day to day by rational natural laws, not by the whims of deities. Myths from around the world teach that humans are helpless before the unpredictable and sometimes merciless acts of the gods. The earth is suspended in empty space. Many ancient peoples believed that the world was a flat disk supported by a giant or an animal, such as a buffalo or a turtle. Rivers and springs are fed by water that has evaporated from the oceans and other sources, and then has fallen back to earth as rain, snow, or hail. The ancient Greeks thought that rivers were fed by underground ocean water, and this idea persisted into the 18th century. The mountains rise and fall, and today's mountains were once under the ocean. In contrast, several myths say that the mountains were created in their current form by the gods. Sanitary practices protect health. The law given to the nation of Israel included regulations for washing after touching a dead body, quarantining those with infectious disease, and disposing of human waste safely. By contrast, one of the Egyptian remedies in use when these commands were given called for applying to an open wound a mixture that included human excrement. Are there scientific errors in the Bible? A reasonable examination of the Bible shows the answer to be no. Here are some common misconceptions about the scientific accuracy of the Bible. Myth. The Bible says that the universe was created in 6 24-hour days. Fact. According to the Bible, God created the universe in the indefinite past. Also, the days of creation described in chapter 1 of Genesis were epochs, whose length is not specified. In fact, the entire period during which earth and heaven were made is also called a day. Myth. The Bible says that vegetation was created before the sun existed to support photosynthesis. Fact. The Bible shows that the sun, one of the stars that make up the heavens, was created before vegetation. Diffused light from the sun reached the earth's surface during the first day or epoch of creation. As the atmosphere cleared, by the third day of creation, the light was strong enough to support photosynthesis. Only later did the sun become distinctly visible from the surface of the earth. Myth. The Bible says that the sun revolves around the earth. Fact. Ecclesiastes 1:5 says, "The sun rises and the sun sets. Then it hurries back to the place where it rises again." However, this statement merely describes the apparent motion of the sun as viewed from the earth. Even today, a person can use the words sunrise and sunset, yet he knows that the earth revolves around the sun. Myth. The Bible says that the earth is flat. Fact. The Bible uses the phrase "the ends of the earth" to mean the most distant part of the earth. This does not imply that the earth is flat or that it has an edge. Acts 1:8 and footnote. Likewise, the expression "the four corners of the earth" is a figure of speech referring to the entire surface of the earth. Today, a person might use the four points of the compass as a similar metaphor. Isaiah 11:12. Myth. The Bible says that the circumference of a circle is exactly 3 times its diameter, but the correct value is pi, or about 3.1416. Fact. The measurements of the sea of cast metal given at 1 Kings 7:23 and 2 Chronicles 4:2 indicate that it had a diameter of 10 cubits and that it took a measuring line 30 cubits long to encircle it. These dimensions might have been merely the nearest round numbers. It is also possible that the circumference and diameter represented inner and outer measurements of the basin respectively.